Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy. I'm a supervisor with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was looking in my account and I noticed a $56.95 charge in my bank account for spending. I've never ordered anything or entered a sweepstakes or anything.
Okay. All right. Bear with me just a moment. I'm working on getting your account pulled up.
Yes, ma'am. This is the second time, not from you, but this is the second time, like probably in a couple of weeks, that this has happened.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm getting ready to get a new debit card.
Right, right. Okay. Am I speaking with Miss Wisdom at 143 West South Winds Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So, yes, ma'am, I do see that charge of the $56.95. This actually originated a few days ago on February the 21st. Looks like there was a survey that was done online. After the survey, they offer a gift where the customer normally picks out what they want. In this case, it was a tactical bag. And there was a shipping charge of $7.95, but that also enrolls customers into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, which is $56.95 a month and gives you a $125 voucher to purchase gadgets off their website.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. Are you familiar with that or getting a tactical bag and paying
no.
the $7.95?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the household that has access to the card that might would have ordered a tactical bag? No. Okay.
No.
All right. Let me check one other thing here.
Because I'm sitting here looking. I was getting ready to go in and go pay my car insurance, and I'm going, what is this?
Right. Okay. All right. They have actually... they did ship out a product. They're showing a delivery to that address I confirmed with you yesterday on February the 25th with the United States Postal Service. Did you receive anything in the mail yesterday?
No, I did not.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you ever have problems not receiving packages?
No, I never have. No.
Okay. Yeah, well, they did
it
ship it out.
It didn't even come up on my, because I checked my, mail thing every day through my email.
Right, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I mean, I can even provide you with the tracking number that the Postal Service provided us if you wanted to contact them and, you know, see if they could give you any more information.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I'm worried about this charge.
Right, right.
Because
I
didn't order anything.
Okay, I definitely understand. Have you already contacted your bank or card company?
No, not yet. Well, I tried to. They had me on hold, and then I lucked out and found a phone number for y'all.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Well, I would strongly...
I want this post to stop. I want to, because this thing is $56.95 on my account.
Right, right. Yes, ma'am. So I would strongly advise following up with your card company. You know, I'm sure that you probably want to get that card canceled so whoever's using it won't be able to use it anymore. Yeah.
Right.
We can file it as fraud on our end. Now, I do have to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation at our corporate office, and any false claims of fraudulent charges can result in penalties such as a fine. But as long as you're sure that no one in your household, you know, purchased that tactical bag, then we can go ahead with
it.
Okay, well, we can proceed with the claim. I only need your permission.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, is this going to be reimbursed?
Yes, ma'am. Going through the fraud process, I will be issuing a refund for that $56.95. Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at it here, and I'm going, say what? And I'm going in to pay my car insurance. I'm going, hello, what's this?
Right, right. I understand. Well, bear
so
with me.
The crazy times we're in, it's not good either.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And it concerns me that we do have the tracking number from the Postal Service, but you didn't receive anything in your mail or, you know, even
no
an
mail,
email. So, yeah,
no,
I mean, you may want to get may want to get in touch with them as well and let them know that.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, we've got a tracking number that shows delivered yesterday, but yet you did not receive anything and it was not on your email.
No.
Right.
No, because, I mean, my stepdaughter was home, but my stepdaughter's paralyzed from the chest down.
Oh, goodness.
So,
right.
You know, because I was at work.
Okay. Well, bear with me.
That's why I always track my packages.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love that feature that the Postal Service offers, getting the email each day of what you're going to receive, yeah.
Yes, which is great because, you know, then that way, you know, if we know that we actually have something coming because, you know, with the theft and stuff between, it got worse since COVID and, so we track them to make sure. So, you know, we can either get our neighbor to pick it up and we contact them, or we're at the house and we're on lunch and go home and get it.
Right. Yes, ma'am. All righty. I'm almost done here on my end, Miss Wisdom, and then I'll make sure that you get a confirmation number before we hang up.
Yes, ma'am. I need to. Can you email that to me?
We can. Yes, ma'am. The system should automatically generate an email. It would go to joanna.wisdom@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of my emails. I have another one, but yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
That's what's really weird is how did anyone get all of my information? But in this day and age, I never know.
Right. And that is the email address that they put on the account. They did not put a phone number on the account, but they did do the email and then your address.
Yeah, because normally the email I usually use is dreamy4u28570 @yahoo.com.
Oh, okay.
Because technically that Joanna is supposed to be just like for stuff for like my resume and everything.
Okay. I understand. Well, you should see that refund of the $56.95 as a credit back to your card within 3 to 5 business days, if not sooner.
Okay.
Since it was just done yesterday. Of course, this account
Is pending on.
I'm sorry.
It's showing it's pending in my account.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So be looking for that, and then we'll send the email confirmation. And of course, the account has been canceled and marked as fraud. So if anyone were to reactivate it, it wouldn't allow them to do so.
Right.
And the confirmation number.
Yes. Let me see here, so I can put it in something.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can do something here. I was like, say what? I did what? No, I didn't.
Oh, no.
Let me see here. Yeah, find something.
You're fine. Take your time.
Okay, go ahead. Let me see. Go ahead and give me the confirmation number.
Okay, it is C like Charlie 259-085-066.
All right, C is in Charlie, 259-085-066.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Yes, ma'am, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, and bye-bye.